Billionaire Coaxed to Financially Back Democrats Pushing Amnesty, Free Trade. By John Binder on June 9, 2019. The pro-mass immigration Koch brothers network a billionaire donor class organizations is readying to financially back Democrats, so long as they promise to support amnesty for illegal aliens and vote to advance free trade at all costs. In a memo to its staff, the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity, AFP, organization announced that the economic libertarian group is set to back any elected official in Washington, D.C., including Democrats, who support their agenda of amnesty for illegal aliens and endless free trade, and oppose the GOP voter-preferred economic nationalist agenda of less immigration and tariffs to protect American jobs. The memo read, "The threat of being primaried prevents policymakers from leading on difficult issues and driving principled policy reforms. AFP or AFP Action will be ready to engage contested U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and state-level primary races, including Republican, Democrat, Independent or otherwise, to support sitting legislators who lead by uniting with others to pass principled policy and get good things done." Emphasis added. The Koch effort to financially support pro-amnesty, anti-economic nationalist Democrats would come to fruition through the creation of multiple issue-specific political action committees, POCs, all under the larger Koch network umbrella. Support for free trade absolutism, amnesty for illegal aliens, and an anti-economic nationalist voting record are basic requirements for Democrats and Republicans who want financial support from the Koch brothers, as outlined in AFP's memo. Four new issue-specific political action committees, POCs, will be created to make contributions directly to candidates. "We know that candidates will seldom agree with Americans for Prosperity on every issue. But for those who do the politically difficult job of leading on a critical issue, these issue-specific POCs will make it clear why millions of Americans support them on that issue, even if they have principled disagreements on others." The POCs, which will launch in the coming weeks as new entities working with our broader community, are Uniting for Economic Opportunity, Uniting for Free Expression, Uniting for Free Trade, and Uniting for Immigration Reform. Emphasis added. Meanwhile, the Kochs doubling down on amnesty and free trade puts them not only at odds with economic nationalists such as President Donald Trump and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, both of whom support tariffs on foreign imports and cracking down on multinational corporations who outsource U.S. jobs, but also with the overwhelming majority of Republican voters, conservatives, and Trump supporters. The latest Harvard/Harris poll revealed that the vast majority, nearly 8 in 10, Republican voters support tariffs on Chinese imports. Likewise, close to 85% of Trump supporters said they support tariffs on China, and 76% of conservative voters said the same. A majority, 53%, of all U.S. voters said they support tariffs on Chinese imports. On immigration, the billionaire donor class continues to be out of step with Republican voters. While the Koch brothers, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, corporate CEOs, and Silicon Valley elites have continuously demanded amnesty for illegal aliens and increased levels of legal immigration, Republican voters have said their top priorities are building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to stop illegal immigration and reducing all legal immigration to the country. The Koch network's economic libertarian, anti-populist agenda of free trade, mass legal immigration, and entitlement reform has little to no support among the American electorate. The economic libertarian agenda, once fronted by former House Speaker Paul Ryan, failed to sway voters in the 2018 midterm elections. Previously, the Kochs and their network had opposed any reductions to legal immigration to raise American workers' wages, reforms to save U.S. taxpayers billions of dollars by ending welfare-dependent legal immigration, and an end to the country's birthright citizenship policy that rewards illegal aliens' U.S.-born children with American citizenship. The nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal and illegal immigration policy, whereby at least 1.5 million unskilled foreign nationals are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, And Madison has discovered that immigration to the country shifts about $500 billion in wages away from working and middle-class Americans toward new rivals and economic elites. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.